Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the It's Me, Nicole podcast, and I'm your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope everyone is wonderful. I hope everyone has been walking in their greatness, and thank you for taking out the time to join me this evening for this broadcast, because I know there's a lot of things that you could be doing, so the major fact that you took out time just to listen to me, whether it's now live or during the week or whenever you listen to it, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Wow, you guys. You know, I've been doing this podcast, which was formerly known as Phenomenal You, I think for like 6 years now, maybe a little bit longer. But it's such a wonderful thing for me to have. I love the platform. And as I always say, this platform is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. So if you haven't done so already, you know I run my mouth a little bit before I get into the meat of things. But if you haven't done so already, grab yourself some water, maybe a little glass of wine. Sit back, prop yourself up on the couch or sit up in the bed or however it is that you want to do, and spend this next a little bit less than an hour with me as we discuss things that's going to help us walk in our greatness, help us be better so that we can live better and we can do better. Because isn't that really what life is all about? Isn't that what life is about? It is about promoting ourselves to live the best life physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And how do we do that? We have to put that into practice. So again, make yourself comfortable. And I want to say welcome home. I know you're at home, but welcome home. Welcome to the It's Me, Nicole podcast, your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. I haven't talked to you guys in a couple weeks. I did cancel I think the last one, but since I've spoke to you last, just to let everyone know, people who know me, I broke my finger messing with my brother's dog, but that's okay. You know, I broke the tip of my ring finger on my right hand. I'm living through that, so I'm walking around with a splint on for 6 weeks. The only thing I'm glad is I look at my finger and it's not crooked, so hopefully it'll heal well. So I ask you to send some positive healing spirits my way or energy my way, because, I mean, this finger here is 52 years old, and I may feel young, and some people may say that I look young, but this is an old finger, and I need for it to heal properly. You know what I mean? But that's the reason why I sort of canceled my last my broadcast, but I am committed to doing two a month. So you know what? Just if you need to remind me, I am committed to that. It's part of my vision board. So I didn't actually do a vision board, you guys, but you know what I do? I do these screenshots on my phone. It's something new. And each of the screenshots, I may find something or I make the screenshot myself, and it represents the different goals that I have in my life. And like I said in the beginning of the year, I don't really do yearly goals. I do lifestyle goals, things that I eventually want to happen. I make steps towards that. And that's what I recommend. And I know every year, you know, we at the beginning of the year, people want to make all these goals. But I say work on lifestyle goals. Work on taking the steps that you need in order to do the things that you say that you want to do. You know, get up and go after it. And it could be one baby step at a time. No one says you have to jump into it 2 feet first, but do something. Move. You know, get in there and, you know, take the steps that you need to take for yourself. so that you can be internally happy. That's that organic happiness, that happiness that no one can take from you. And so that is what this podcast is all about. That's what this podcast is all about, positive, empowering, and insightful conversation to encourage you to be the best you that you can be. And so I had decided that this year, this is one thing I will do this year, is I'm trying to build on four ideas that I had in the beginning of the year. So if you didn't hear my beginning of the year podcast, well, it's six ideas. All of my podcasts will be based on one of these ideas. So the first one is, if it don't fit, don't force it, okay, which means stop trying to force yourself into situations that you're not supposed to be in. Your body will naturally tell you, your mind will naturally tell you, your spirit will naturally tell you if you're supposed to be somewhere, if you're supposed to be with someone, if you're supposed to be doing something. Take my word for it, your body will let you know one way or the other. So if it don't fit, don't force it. Those exact words, okay? I know it's not grammatically correct, but it is what it is. The second thing is, do you need it or do you want it? I'm saying this all the time because, you know, I have some kind of Amazon, Instagram, social media buying issue that I'm trying to come down off of, and I'm forever telling myself, do I want this or do I need it? This is about us being financially responsible in our life. This is a lifestyle change. Do you want it or do you need it? And, yes, of course, every now and then you want something, get it. But really weigh how it's going to affect your end all financial goals. Because, again, the lifestyle that we're trying to lead, we want to be financially sound and we want to be financially responsible. The next thing is work on being better. That means we work on all kind of things. We're trying to be better to everyone but ourselves. Work every day on being better, which means that every foot that you put forward should benefit you physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally. It should be working towards making you a better you. The fourth thing is, if you don't know, now you know. That means speak your truth. People can't read your mind. Speak your truth unapologetically. That's not me telling you to be rude to people, but that's me telling you to speak your truth, right, and communicate your boundaries unapologetically. If you don't know, now you know. Commit to yourself. Commit to yourself to doing all of these things that I just said. Commit to yourself. Commit to being better. And lastly, my sixth thing was live your life. Stop putting off tomorrow for what you can do today. You know, you want to start working out, start working out today. Start working out tomorrow. Stop saying, I'm going to work out at the end of the month. I'm going to work out at the beginning of the week. You know, I'm going to work out after my birthday. Do what you need to do today because tomorrow is not promised. It is not promised. Live your life. So these are the six things I will be building on throughout this year, basically, when it comes to It's Me, Nicole. I think the last podcast I talked about dealing with conflict. I like to go over that, so if you want to go back and you want to listen to it, you can. And what I noticed that I was doing, I haven't been really naming my podcast, but I'm going to start putting the topic in parentheses so that if you go and you want to talk about, you want to listen to something that I've talked about, then you'll know what it is, you know, which podcast to listen to the link for, okay? So I talked about conflict, and the question I think that I asked everyone to think of them, to ask themselves is, what is your relationship with conflict in terms of how you deal with it? And ask yourself, why do I deal with conflict in a manner that I deal with conflict, okay? And then I talked about, the last thing was Thoughtful Tuesdays, where I talked about apologies and why people feel like they need apologies so much. Why do people feel like they need somebody to affirm them? And understanding when apologies are used as a tool of manipulation to just get from you what that person wants from you. And that's a really big one. So that was my last podcast. I do encourage you not only to go back and listen to it, but I encourage you to share these with your friends and your family or whomever. And like I always said, there's always places to go get the ratchet. I like a little bit of the ratchet myself, but like I said before, earlier, this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And you know what? I know where you can go get the ratchet. You know where you can go get the ratchet. We like a little ratchet here and there. There's nothing the matter with that. It's okay. But tonight and each night that I have my podcast, it's going to be conversation to help us think. You remember, I think it was in Living Color, things that make you go, That's how I feel. I want to say something that makes you go, I may want to look into this deeper than just listening to me, to listening to Nicole. And then I always encourage you, don't just listen to me. I want you to Google. I want you to read some books. I want you to look at some documentaries. And take my word for it, it will start making a difference. What you feed your mind makes a difference. What you watch, what you listen to, what you talk about, all of that makes a difference in the kind of person you are. It makes a difference in how you feel. It makes a difference in how you sleep. It makes a difference. So make sure that you are nourishing your body physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And so this evening, I don't have a special name for this evening, but this evening I'm going to talk about this word called inherent, I-N-H-E-R-E-N-T, inherent. And I started thinking about this because I always talk about relationships and how do you nurture relationships? How do you feed relationships in a manner that they are positive? And then also, how do you know what relationships to pursue? How do you know what relationships you need to walk away from? And I think this word inherent has a really big, is a really big factor in that. And we don't ever think about this word, which again, I'm going to say is inherent. Inherent. I-N-H-E-R-E-N-T. And I looked it up. You can Google it because you'll find these definitions yourself. One of the definitions of inherit is belonging by nature or habit. The other definition is belonging to the basic nature of someone or something. Inherent. Again, I'm going to spell it again. I-N-H-E-R-E-N-T. It's not because I think you can't spell it. It's because I may not be pronouncing that right. So I spelled it just so you can look it up. But I want you to look it up. Write that down. And then I looked up the definition of inherent behavior, which is behavior that is genetically hardwired in an organism and can be performed in response to a cue without prior experience. And I'm going to talk about that genetics thing because I'm not sure about that one. And again, this is my opinion. So, you know, I believe a lot of things that they say are genetic are really conditioned. They're like conditioning, and they say it's genetic. It's almost like when they tell someone that, like, they may have, you know, they're predisposed to being heavy set or skinny. I think that those are conditioned. Those are conditioned behaviors that you learn. If your family don't eat well, if they don't do certain things well, yeah, you may be overweight. You may have diabetes. You may have high blood pressure. It's not wired within your veins the majority of the time. It's the conditioning that you have, what you have been taught, and that is what breeds certain things, and it's just the truth. So this evening we're going to talk about inherent, the word inherent behavior, the word inherent, and I also looked up another word, inherent nature. They all are basically the same, but we're going to talk about that, and how I'm going to align this is with claiming who we are, right? Taking the steps needed to stop falling victim to our bubble. Okay, so I'm going to get back to inherent because I'm going to talk about these two first. Claiming who we are, meaning stop silently and vocally apologizing for who you are. How you speak, how you dress, your likes and dislikes, your behaviors, like sleeping, or you like to go out, or you want to wear heels, or you want to stay in, you don't want to go out. Claiming who you are. And then the second thing, which is going to fall under this conversation about inherent, and I hope I can pull this together correctly, is stop falling victim to your bubble. Do you know what your bubble is? Your bubble is how you were raised. the neighborhood you were in, the people that you live around, that you've always lived around. You formed a bubble. The bubble started with whomever raised us, and then we either start, we pop that bubble, and then we have our own bubble. And within that bubble is where we get the ideas, where we live out our stereotypes and our biases and our likes and our dislikes. All of that is a product of the bubble that we choose to live in. And everybody lives in these different bubbles, right? How does, the question is, how does inherent behavior affect these two things? How does inherent behavior affect our bubble? How does inherent behavior affect our ability to claim who we are? And lastly, how does inherent behavior affect our ability to maintain and build healthy relationships with other people? So that's what I'm going to speak about this evening. And I see that several people have logged on the dashboard. If you just are on the link, I can't see you. But if you called in, I can see that you called in. Thank you very much again. So if you're just now joining me, this is the It's Me, Nicole podcast, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And this podcast is so. This podcast was birthed by a wonderful, wonderful gentleman named Ed Waterford on E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-V. And I don't say it a lot, but I have to say it because he has given me the ability, he has given me the platform to do this, which I think is so important today. It's so important to have positive platforms today. And I just thank him all the time. And so I don't know if he's listening, but if Ed is listening, thank you so much for always, you know, encouraging me to be better, to do better. Thank you for understanding when I cancel a show, all that good stuff. But thank you so much because, you know, in a day when people don't want to give you anything, really, come on now. And I have this platform, and I'm going to tell you guys, it costs me nothing but time. That's all it costs me is time. That's it. And this time, even though time is precious, this time is worth it. It's worth it for me to sit here and have these conversations with you. So let's get into talking about inherent. And it really is the characteristics that somebody has, how they think, how they feel, how they act. What is inherent, and how does that affect some of the things that I was just talking about? I've always talked about letting people be who they are. I know you've heard me say many times, people will show you who they are better than they can tell you who they are. You know the thing, I can show you better than I can tell you? People can show you who they are better than they can tell you who they are. And when people show you who they are, you believe it. Because 9 times out of 10, that natural thing that they show you, that's inherent behavior. Inherent behavior. Understanding that it's just who they are. I firmly believe, I don't necessarily think it's genetic. I don't necessarily think it's wired within people all the time. But I will tell you this. I do think that over centuries and decades that there is inherent behavior that people just have. And they don't even recognize that they have it because a lot of inherent behavior is conditioning, but it's conditioning over time. Conditioning over time. Have you ever met somebody and you see how they are, and then when you meet their family, their grandmother, their grandfather, you start meeting people, you note that they all are the same inherent behavior that you have been conditioned to have? That's what I'm talking about. So I know that the dictionary says that there's a genetic component to it. Yes. You know, animals have inherent behavior. They automatically, and although we are animals, we are affected by a lot of our free will. We are affected by the conditioning, the things that we see. So a lot of other, we're the only animal who's affected like that. But there's inherent behavior that people have, that they are conditioned to have. And you have to be aware of that. So that you know when to waste your time and not to waste your time. When you know when to pursue and not to pursue. When to pick up that phone and not to pick up that phone. You know when to walk away. Right? This definition here says, inherent nature is existing in someone or something as a natural and inseparable quality, characteristic, or right. And then it says innate. meaning that your inherent behavior is hard for you to separate from. You are just who you are. Have you ever met someone who promises they're going to be different? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm not going to act like that anymore. And they just do the same thing? Inherent behavior, my definition of it. And you believe that they're going to change. You believe that they're going to be different. But they're not going to be different because this is who they are inherently. If I say it wrong, I'm sorry. Okay? I don't know. I think I added a syllable. Inherently. But this is who they are. This is who they are as people. And you ask yourself, I don't know why they keep doing this. I don't know why they keep saying this stuff. I don't know why they keep acting this way. It's because that is who they are. That is who they are. And you have to learn to acknowledge it. How about this? See it, acknowledge it, and then deal with it accordingly in a healthy way so that you can always make moves to be better. And it's very hard to make moves to be better when you surround yourself around people who are not trying to do the same. And that is just the truth. That is just the truth. Inherent behavior. Who do you surround yourself with? Who do you take advice from? What are their inherent behaviors? I'm not even going to try to say the one with the L-Y because I know I'm adding a syllable to it. I'm not sure, but I know that I am. But think about the word. Look it up. It's an important word. Have you ever thought about how that word affects you every day when you deal with people, when you deal with the people at your job, when you deal with your family, and you deal with your friends? When you deal with your romantic partner, have you ever thought about how that word inherit, how inherent behavior affects the ability for you to have the type of relationship that you want to have with these people in these situations? Inherent behavior, what have you been taught about claiming who you are? It's hard to claim who you are when you're around people who don't want you to claim who you are because inherently they have been conditioned to want certain things because society says that you're supposed to want certain things because society says that you're supposed to look a certain way because society says that you're supposed to talk a certain way because society says that there are certain things that you're supposed to do and certain things that you're not supposed to do. That's, I call it, and I couldn't find a word that said inherent conditioning, but that's what I'm going to call it, inherent conditioning. You're not even aware that you have it. You're not even aware that it's just a part of who you are. It kind of does run through your veins. You may not be wired genetically, but it kind of does run through your veins. It's just who you are, why you won't do certain stuff, and you never sit back and ask yourself why. You never sit back and ask yourself, why is this person telling me these things? Why is this person supporting me in a manner that they are supporting me? I never forget, and this hasn't been long ago, I was watching Tabitha Brown. I hope you guys know who Tabitha Brown is. If you don't, look her up. She's a good person to know. But she was talking about how she's from the South, and so she has a very deep Southern accent, and she's an aspiring actress. And she kept hiding her Southern accent to the point where it was just natural for her. Because people told her Southern accent, it wasn't appealing. It sounded stupid. And when she was put into this position where she said that God promised her all, she said that if you heal me, I will be myself. I will be myself wholly and unapologetically. And she stopped hiding her accent. She let that Southern drawl come out. And her life boomed. And she did get a lot of success. And I'm not promising riches, but what I'm saying is you can't move forward in the manner that you're supposed to move forward when you are not acknowledging who you are, when you're embarrassed to walk forward as yourself, unapologetically. How do you dress? All of these things are affected by inherent conditioning. And when people tell you certain things, when they tell you not to do stuff, when they're scared for you to make a move because they were scared to make a move, all of that comes from inherent conditioning. How have you been conditioned over decades and decades? I don't want to say it's generational curses. Is it? Is it generational conditioning, generational inherent conditioning, where you just think it is just who you are? Because, again, I don't want to say that it's genetic. I think that you can rewire yourself. I think you can change the way that you think. But I think you have to acknowledge that you need a change. There's some stuff you may need to change, some stuff you may not. Why do you think the way that you do? Why do you feel as if, you know, you can't wear this dress? Why do you feel as if, you know, you can't go to this place if that's where you want to go? Why do you feel like you can't wear your hair a certain way, even though that's what you want to do? Why do you feel like, you know, there's certain things that you dislike, even though low key you like it, but you pretend to dislike it because however you've been raised or whomever it is has conditioned you to say, to make you feel like you're not supposed to like that? Have you ever really sat down and thought about that? Why are you the way that you are? I'm a sleeper. I go to bed at 9:30. That's my bedtime. I may stay up later here and there, but I go to bed at 9:30. And people have heard me say that. My family knows it. My friends know it. I don't apologize for that. That is who I am. And there are people who try to make it a negative thing. Oh, you're old, Nicole. This is what. It has nothing to do with that. That is what I feel that I need to be the best that I can be, right? Because with my reading and the things that I have read, I know that sleep is very important. And it's very important to me that each day that I'm starting my day with in the best way possible. And one of the things, if you want to catch me off, catch me not getting enough sleep. And that's okay for me. And no matter what anybody says, no matter how they make me feel about it, I know this for myself. You know what else I know for myself? I know that I'm a kind-hearted person. Inherently, I'm going to get this right before the end of this dang podcast. I know that I'm a giving person. And I like that. And I like that about myself. Right? And I have specifically said I'm not going to apologize for being a kind-hearted person. It doesn't mean that I allow people to take advantage of me, but I am not going to apologize for that. I know how I'm wired. I know who Nicole is, and I'm unapologetic about it. I know what I want to do and what I don't want to do. And I've had people say, well, you can't always just do that. Yes, you can. Why can't you? It's so interesting how so many people will get upset with you when you don't do things the way that you do it. And it's interesting. And when before I talked about conflict and, you know, I talked about speaking unapologetically, all of that is about inherent behavior. And when people come to you and tell you what you're not supposed to be doing and why you shouldn't be doing it, and they're upset because you're behaving in a certain way, that's all about inherent behavior too. So it's up to you. You have to study these kind of things so that you can look at a person and you know when you should even, like, I don't want to say waste your voice, but when you should put in effort and when you shouldn't. Some people are just who they are, and there's nothing you can do about it. And it comes to a point where you have to stop asking for things from them that you know inherently they cannot give you because they haven't looked within themselves, person, as a community, as a society. They haven't looked within themselves. They haven't acknowledged the inherent behavior. They don't even see it. They just throw up all over everybody with words and negative energy. And so when you come across them and when you are confronted with them, do you waste your time trying to have a conversation with them? In my mind, that's the importance of this word inherent, is understanding what's inherent in you and understanding what's inherent in the next man. And you will stop disappointing yourself. They will stop disappointing you because you will accept them for who they are, what they are, and that is it. And you make the choice. Should I continue this conversation? Should I continue this relationship? So many times we waste our time because we want what we want. And we're not really looking at people for who they are, who they inherently are. I said it right, you guys. Woo. We're not looking at them for that. We're looking at them to be who we want them to be. We're not accepting them for who they are. And they say it and they show us time after time after time after time. And we still keep hope alive, don't we? And let me tell you what, keeping hope alive, I believe that's an inherent behavior. Because there's a whole demographic of people that have been inherently conditioned to keep hope alive because they didn't have any choice, because they lived in hopeless situations for so long. And generation after generation after generation, it was keep hope alive, keep hope alive, keep hope alive, keep hope alive. I'm not telling you that you're supposed to give up, but then you live and you move in that spirit, and you don't accept people for who they are. And you keep thinking that they're going to be better. You keep thinking that they're going to do different, even though they have shown you time after time after time again. 10-year, 20-year, 30-year, 40-year, 50-year, 60-year, they have shown you time after time after time again that they are who they are. They are who they are. You may still say, but I need you to be this way. I need you to do this. I need you to say this. I need you to acknowledge this. And they're not going to. I mean, do you really hear me? They're not going to. Because they haven't looked within themselves. They haven't said, let me see. They don't even know that they've been inherently conditioned. They're still in denial of that. I think we all are. There's a reason we behave the way that we behave. There's a reason that we handle conflict the way that we handle conflict. There's a reason that we handle relationships the way that we handle relationships. There's a reason that we communicate the way that we communicate. When we're trying to claim who we are, we're affected by all of this around us. All of this. Inherent. I'm going to keep on saying it. I-N-H-E-R-E-N-T. I may not be able to say it right, but I can spell it clearly. Inherent behavior. Inherent behavior. Think you just being you just being you. Well, yeah, you are just being you. But do you know why? Do you know why? Inherent behavior. If you come, I'm going to use the angry black woman idea right now really quick. Because this angry black woman thing, it bothers me. And, you know, I don't mind if somebody thinks I'm that. As long as you're not taking advantage of me, it's okay. There is a time when, you know, even now, the woman, the black woman had to be the head of the household, even when the black man was in the household. Right? Even when the black man was in the house, when the black man was stripped of his ability to be the man of the house, even though he was there, and you didn't have a space to be sad, you didn't have a space to be tired, you didn't have a space to be depressed or need a break, you had to keep moving, and people judged you, and so you had to be hard. You had to stand up for yourself because nobody else was standing up for you. And then decades and decades and decades and decades later, there's a stereotype to angry black woman. And everybody's trying not to be that person. Everybody's trying not to be seen as that person. But that's inherent behavior. Because if you come from a strong black woman and she comes from a strong-ass black woman and they come from a strong-ass black woman, guess what? That's all you know. So even if you get into this certain situation – where you don't have to be that, you're going to be that. Inherent behavior. And you have to learn how to allow yourself to soften up a little. And that's okay. You got to learn how to juggle that and be hard when you need to be hard. And sometimes people have to perceive you in that manner. And they think it's negative. It's not negative. It was survival. Inherent survival. Why are you the way that you are? Why do you have a problem claiming who you are unapologetically? Why are you trying to fit into boxes that you're not supposed to be in? Why have you allowed yourself to stay in a bubble that has blinded you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally? Why have you allowed yourself to stay in a bubble that has crippled you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually? Have you ever thought about the inherent behavior, inherent conditioning? Why do you care so much? I hope I'm making sense. Real quick, because you know I have to say it. I have to put the plug in, you guys. I have to put the plug in. You're listening to the It's Me, Nicole podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And I am your host, Nicole Quinlan. And if you have a comment or a question, or if you want me to put you on live, text me, 310-308-8568. I have got a couple of questions. I've had a couple of comments. And this may take us off, but that's okay, because someone asked me, where does discernment come in all of this? Where does discernment fall into this when I'm talking? And, you know, I didn't think about that. So how about this? Let's look up, first and foremost, everyone, let's look up the definition of discernment. So discernment is the ability to judge well. The ability to judge well. How does discernment align with inherent nature? I would think, this is just my opinion, you have to understand it. Right? Because discernment says the ability to judge well. How can we judge well if we don't know ourselves the way we're supposed to know ourselves, and if we allow other people to affect how we look at ourselves and how we look at situations, how we talk, how we move? How is that possible? Discernment, the ability to judge well. Let me see if I can find another definition really quick. Here it is. And you know we're not supposed to be using Wikipedia, but I found it. It's okay. We're using it. It's not school. Discernment is the ability to perceive, understand, and judge things clearly, especially those that are not obvious or straightforward. Can you have discernment if you don't make the effort to understand? How do you understand if you're not even studying? Discernment. I believe that discernment comes with knowledge. Discernment comes with knowledge. That's why we have to keep on having these conversations. Your discernment becomes better. It becomes stronger as you get to know who you are and understand how people tick and why they tick the way that they tick. And it's not you telling them how they're supposed to tick, because I don't want you to take this conversation as me saying this is how people should be. This is not. I'm not telling you how you should be. I'm telling you the steps I feel need to be made so you start to understand why people are the way that they are. I think we all have inherent nature. Every single person, we've been conditioned. And we have to recognize that. And we have to recognize when that nature is beneficial to us and when it isn't. Some people are automatically drawn to negativity. No matter what you say to them, something negative comes out of their mouth. They immediately think of the most negative thing that can happen. Inherent conditioning. They probably were raised in an area around something. If it wasn't said to them, they were in situations where there was a lot of bad things that happened, right? So it's natural for them to think that way. It's natural for them to move in that manner. Every movement is made in fear, and you don't even recognize it. Every movement is made in fear of what might happen, what negative thing might happen. Inherent behavior. Based on the bubble that you have allowed yourself to be in, the bubble that you were raised in, and the bubble that you developed for yourself, for whatever reason it is that you did it. For whatever reason it is that you did it. Discernment was a good one because I didn't even think of that, and I'm glad that I brought that up. Let me read that definition for you guys again. Look it up because you can look it up. But look it up for yourself. Discernment is the ability to perceive, understand, and judge things clearly, especially those that are not obvious or straightforward. A few weeks ago, I posted something and I said, you know, the truth is the truth. I don't believe that I'm a genius. I don't believe that I have this thing, this some kind of gift that I see things better than other people, that I hear things better than other people, and that I understand things better than other people. I know that people see the truth. I know that people see the truth. I know they see it. I know they see it in black and white. But inherently, it's something in them that, you know, sometimes they don't want to accept it. I don't see anything that other people don't see. And that's one of the reasons why I'm in a space where I'm very hesitant to do any big arguing anymore. Oh, I used to be a phenomenal arguer back in my 20s. Y'all, come on now. Nicole was going to win that argument. She's going to win that debate. You going to hear me whether you want to hear me or not. One of the reasons I have been very vigilant and working on not going back and forth with people, because I believe that people know exactly what they're doing. I believe that people see exactly what they're doing. I know that people see the truth. I know that they do. Now, how they handle that truth is something that's different. I believe that that is rooted in inherent behavior. But I know that they see it, so I don't have to go back and forth with you. I don't have to make you see my point of view. What I can do is stand two feet down straight, 2 feet. Confidently in what I know. That doesn't mean I don't hear, and that doesn't mean I won't consider what I'm thinking, and I won't consider that maybe behavior needs to be changed. But what I know is that when I make the effort to be better and do better, when I make the effort to gain the knowledge that I need to communicate the best that I can and to kind of have the best relationships that I can have with people, then it makes me more confident in standing confidently in who I am, my beliefs, and how I feel. Again, that does not mean that I am always right. I'm not a big debater anymore. I'm not going back and forth with anybody. I will let you kind of do what you want to do, because I will tell you my honest opinion from the beginning, and then I will move forward with that, because people do what they want, but people do what they want, and they see the truth. They know the truth. And 9 times out of 10, if they do something that they're not supposed to do and the outcome comes, because for every action, what is a greater or equal reaction? They knew. They knew. They knew. And when I think about it, all of this is related to inherent, the word inherent nature, right? What's the other thing that I found on here? I'm looking at this little paper, you guys. Inherent nature, the word inherent, and I'm missing one because I can't see it because I broke my finger and my writing is terrible, so excuse me. How do you think, feel, and act, and why? Have you ever sit back and ask yourself, why? Why do I think like this? Generational conditioning, which becomes inherent behavior. That's what it is. Look, you guys, I just made up a definition. Generational conditioning, which becomes inherent behavior, your inherent nature. What you think about that one? I just thought about that. Interesting. Generational conditioning, which becomes inherent behavior, which becomes your inherent nature. Think back. Are you too passive? Are you too aggressive? Do you ignore the truth right in your face? Is it hard for you to accept conflict? Is it hard for you to have an open conversation? Is it hard for you to deal with problems? Some people can't take a hard conversation. It's too much for them. Some people can't speak up for themselves. Inherent nature. until you sit down and you look within yourself and you start looking up these things, just one word at a time, inherent, I-N-H-E-R-E-N-T. One word at a time. Start reading. Start looking this stuff up so you understand. And you ask yourself, why? Why? Why am I like this? Why are they like this? When you, I started reading about inherent behavior, and it really made me look at, that's why sometimes my niece and my daughter tell me, like, you can be a little bit more open, you can be a little more nice, and I'll be like, I've been nice and I've been open. But you know what it is? It's because I accept you for who you are. And there's some things that I believe that people just have inherently. Is that the word? Did I get it right? And some people, I think it just is what it is with them. And until they look within themselves and they make the decision that they want to make a change, there's nothing you can do about it. So those conversations that you're trying to have, those debates you're trying to have, for what? Why? I always remind people, communication is nothing if there is no understanding. I tell people that all the time. Communication is an exchange. It means if somebody understands you, they heard you. If someone doesn't hear you, it's just words. Words that fall to the wayside. And we have to recognize that so that we can move forward and be the best people that we can be. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to look within ourselves about our inherent nature and why we are like that. Why we are like that. I had realized that inherently when I was younger, I was a yeller. I was an arguer. That's what I did. Right? And when I had my child, I started out like that with her, arguing and yelling. And I remember the day, many, many, many years ago, she's 21 now, that I said, no, we're going to stop this right now. And so something that was inherent to me, I let it go. But it was work. I had to be accountable for the work that I had to put in to make that change in my house with my child. And sometimes you may take some steps back. But you keep working on it. We all have to be accountable because someone sent me the word accountability. And again, if you want to make a comment, just text me at 310-308-8568. I will try to fit whatever it is you're saying within this conversation. This is about accountability. This is about self-accountability, accountability of self. I love to say, you got big dreams? You want fame? Well, fame calls. And right here, it starts with sweat. You remember fame? When Lydia, I think that's what her name, when she told them kids, you want to be famous, is what you want to do? Well, it starts right here. That's what I say about you want to be a better person? You want to make your life better? I'm not talking about monetarily. Damn that. That don't mean anything. We already know that. We look out in this world every single day. Every single day, you can look on the news, you can look on social media, you can look out in these streets, and you know that the people who have a lot of money are not the happiest. And yes, it'll be nice not to have to worry about a bill, and it'll be nice not to have to worry about your basic needs. But we already know that there's many of people who have accomplished that, and it did not work. It did not work for them. So I say, you got big dreams? You want peace? You want happiness? Well, then, it starts with you. You have to be accountable for who you are, the kind of person you are. You have to look within, dig deep, look at that inherent behavior and acknowledge it, see it for what it is, and change it where it needs to be changed so that you can live a better life. That's what we have to do. You have to look within yourself. No one can do it for you. This podcast can't do it for you. This talk can't do it for you. It may ignite a little something in you, but I can't do it for you. Heck, I just started wanting to do it for myself the past 10 years because it was something missing. I keep telling everybody, if I could bottle how I feel, and it does not mean that everything always goes my way. It does not mean that I wake up, you know, just extra happy every day. But what I can tell you is that the level of peace that I have in my life, if I could bottle it, I would. But I don't even know if I'd be able to give it to anybody because it's my peace. I need for you to find yours. I don't even know if it would work if I did bottle it. We have to stop looking outside of ourselves. And when we do look outside of ourselves, we have to be able to see people for who they are. We have to understand why people are the way that they are. Inherent behavior. And we have to accept that it doesn't matter how we want people to be. They are who they are. And most likely they're not going to change unless they want to, but you can't make them change. And you can't stop your life because they won't change. You have to keep moving. You have to do it to survive. It's a lot of shit going on in the world right now. Every day we're seeing people who are unhappy, disheartened, angry, you know, creating chaos. Then you have to figure out what kind of person it is that you want to be. And you have to figure out what kind of energy you want to put out into this world. And no, I'm not saying that you always have to be happy. And some days will be hard, and some days will be easier. But I guarantee you, it'll be sweeter if you work on it. But it's hard. Oh, it's a hard pill. It's a hard pill to swallow. It's hard. Self-work is hard. Accepting people for who they are is hard because we want them to be what we want them to be because we make other people the captain save. I don't want to say captain save a hoe, but you know what I mean. We want everybody to save us. We want people to make us happy. When we're unhappy, it's their fault. They didn't do what I wanted to do. They didn't say what I wanted them to say. They didn't treat me the way that I wanted to be treated. It's not up to them to make you happy. And you can't make people be good people. You can only be a good person for yourself, and you hope that when you walk around that you are an influence just by the energy that you put out. But you can't change who people are. You can't make them say to you what you want them to say to you. You can't make them act towards you how you want them to act towards you. And we as a people have got to stop asking people to affirm us and tell us that we are great and tell us that, you know, we're worthy. No one needs to tell you that. Accept people for who they are. Peep out that inherent behavior. Look at it. It's obvious. Your body gonna tell you. And from there, you make your decisions on how to move forward. What are you gonna do? It's all about you. It's all about what you want and the work you're willing to put into it. I was walking on the beach the other day on Saturday, and I even was talking to my cousin today, and it reminded me, we were talking about it, but it, on Saturday I was thinking it, and I said it before about this life that we forge for ourselves, this life where, you know, you can't even enjoy the sun on a regular basis because you up in an office or you too busy worried about somebody else and what they're doing, and so you too depressed to leave the house. You done fooled yourself into thinking that you just like being in the house. And you heard me say that there are things you don't have to apologize. But, you know, you have to get out. You don't have to apologize for who you are. But you know what? Ask yourself, is this really what I like? Is this what I've been taught to like? I love the sun. I love the nature. And I feel as if everybody needs to be in it. Everybody. Ask yourself, is this me? Or is this my inherent conditioning, inherent behavior? I done bamboozled my damn self. Isn't that crazy? There should be classes. We start teaching our kids from a young, we don't have to worry about them going through some of the things that we went through. Them still trying to find happiness and greatness within themselves later in life. And we start helping them find it earlier in life so they're not looking for everyone else to affirm them but themselves. We're going to have to stop begging other people to see our greatness because guess what? They're not going to. 9 times out of 10. Because the ones that see it, they say it. If they're not already telling you it, guess what? They don't believe it. Or they don't want you to believe it. They don't want you to believe it. They know that you're great. They just don't want you to believe it. They done bamboozled you. Bamboozled us into thinking we're not about anything when we about everything. You are about everything. I'm just letting you know. That time out for yourself. I know I kind of went around the world, but I hope it made sense. I also wrote down here really quick the 4 types of human nature. I didn't get to discuss it, but maybe my next show I can. And I will. The 4 types of human nature: optimistic, pessimistic, trusting, and envious. This is a part of innate, I'm sorry, this is part of inherent nature, inherent behavior. So tonight as I end this broadcast, I want you to ask yourself, when should I pursue a friendship or a relationship? I also want you to go in. I want you to start looking it up for yourself so that you understand. You know how you're going to understand people? You study people, study human behavior. We study all kind of mess, don't we? Kind of purses we want, the kind of cars we want. We'd be looking for the best barber, the best hairdresser, making sure that they got all the stuff that they need so that they can make us look the best that we can look. We look up a skincare so they can, we read about it so, you know, we figure out what's going on with us, look up the types of foods, organic and inorganic, do all that. Well, I tell you to give yourself some time to learn about people, which will help you learn about yourself. So look up those words. Look up inherent. Look up inherent nature. Look up inherent behavior. Look up the 4 types of human nature and ask yourself, how does this affect me and my ability to foster, maintain, and build positive, empowering, and insightful relationships? Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you. Like I said, you could spend your time doing anything right now in California. What is it? It's going to be 9 o'clock. So if you're in the East Coast, it's even later than that. So wherever you are, I really do appreciate you. Thank you for taking up the time. I will be back in 2 weeks. Remember that you are phenomenal. I may have changed your name, but you're still phenomenal. Remember that you are worth it. Take the time to study yourself. Take the time to learn so that you can live a healthy lifestyle. And I'm talking about physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Everyone, have a wonderful evening. Thank you so, so, so much. Be safe. Sleep well. Share this with somebody. And have a wonderful evening. Good night.